Lisa from Laugh Stop the Song. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abouljoud. On Tuesday, September 9, Israeli occupation forces airdropped a massive amount of leaflets on Palestinians in Gaza City, demanding the full evacuation of the region. This comes after Israel revealed it intends to demolish all of Gaza City in an attack to take down Hamas. The Israeli military ordered residents to move to Al Masawi area, which is already overcrowded with thousands of displaced people sheltering in tents. Palestinians in Gaza City are now left stranded amidst the rubble, with nowhere safe to go, as Israel continues to regularly bomb the south. Health authorities in Gaza announced that they will not be evacuating Gaza City's two main operational hospitals, stressing that doctors will not abandon their patients. Gaza City is home to around 1 million Palestinians, and as of Wednesday, less than 10% have evacuated the area. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has killed more than 64,000 Palestinians in Gaza. Activists and coalitions across Canada protested in front of Canada Revenue Agency offices across the country between September 2nd and September 5th. Their demand was to stop allowing Canadian charitable donations to subsidize war crimes and the genocide in Palestine. Just Peace Advocates, an independent Canadian human rights group, released an analysis based on charity filings from 2024, exposing seven organizations for sending donations to entities deeply complicit in the occupation and bombing campaigns against Palestinian civilians. Activists highlighted Revenue Agency's failure to enforce its own laws, as these funds violate both the Income Tax Act and the War Crimes and Crimes Against Humanity Act. They still haven't taken any action against these violations and continue to make Canadian taxpayers unknowingly implicated in genocide. That being said, many other charities such as Mizrachi and United Israel Appeal did not file their 2024 returns. This is raising more questions surrounding the entire funding of illegal Israeli activities. The head of the Assembly of First Nations of Quebec and Labrador, Francis Viropol, is pleading for the Quebec government to drop Bill 97, an act proposing to modernize the forest regime. The new proposed system consists of splitting public lands into three equally sized zones. That includes one protected area, one area for industry to develop, and one area for mixing public lands with lands for development. Since the tabling of Bill 97 back in April, First Nations have been protesting against it. Indigenous groups and leaders are saying the act gives the forestry industry the right to complete their operations without consulting them, which threatens Indigenous title rights and sovereignty. They warn that the changes are prioritizing logging over the long-term health of the ecosystem, which could get in the way of the preservation of their traditional ways of life, cultures, and languages. They also emphasize their concern with the potential acceleration of forest degradation. Last week, Minister of Indigenous Affairs, Ian Lafrenière, implied that many changes will be made to the amendment. Minister of Natural Resources and Forests, Maite Blanchette-Vézina, who has been receiving backlash for putting industrial interests above all else in her new bill, said that her ministry's team of lawyers are willing to sit down with the Assembly of First Nations to make sure that all the terms and elements in the amendment that spark concern would be avoided. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere, hosted by me, Sophie. Each week, I'm trying to explore a different theme or concept that I feel like relates to music, but also culture, and look at it through kind of an anthropological lens, since that's what I'm studying and it's something I'm very passionate about. So this week, we're looking at storytelling. So storytelling in music, which one could argue all music is kind of a form of storytelling, but I wanted to highlight these songs just because they all resonated with me in some way. And I wanted it to be eclectic too, so I can definitely guarantee that this episode I've got a mixture of everything. But I wanted to start off the episode with some Nourished by Time, because I was at the concert last night at Studio TD, and it was just incredible. I'm still processing it, so I don't have, all the words to describe it, but it was a surreal experience. It was the first concert I went to on my own, which was pretty daunting, but it was lovely. It was such a vibe. The crowd was amazing. Everyone was so energetic, which, I haven't experienced an energetic crowd like that at a concert in so long, so it was such a treat. I'm going to start off with his song 9 to 5, which I feel like I don't know, does really well with lyrically. He's talking in the third person, but I also feel like he's talking about himself and, like, I don't know, just like the capitalist work system. But it's so upbeat too, so you can't help but dance to it, no matter how, like, morbid the lyrics are. And then after that, I've got Avenue by Palami Roko. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, but he's a Quebec artist that I only discovered, like, in the past month or two, and he's great. He's right up my alley. I hope you'll like him, but if you like McGee, you'll really like him. There's definitely a similarity there, which you'll definitely notice if you like McGee. So, yeah, I'm going to talk more about storytelling, you know, between a few of the segments, between some of the songs. But I'm going to stop rambling for now so that you can hear this beautiful track. It's amazing. I'd pay attention to, like, the lyrics and the vibe. I think that's what you notice most of the storytelling. So, yeah, without further ado, here is 9 to 5 by Nourished by Time.
Choices either left or right. Choices either left or right. He won't ever
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
All right. Before the ads, you heard Avenue by Palomi Rocco. I love that song. I love this whole album. I think the reason I put it in here to discuss storytelling was just because I feel like his whole album, I feel like you could call a concept album, just in the way that there's a reoccurring theme of like unrequited love and kind of sorrow, but I don't know, just love for something or someone, like a longing almost. I really, really like it. I think also just because I love McGee, I love that kind of, that style of music. I don't know how to describe the genre. I'm still learning how to do that, but no, it's really great. Up next, I've got a longer track. It's instrumental, so I still feel like it fits into storytelling just because it takes all these unexpected turns with the kind of instruments that they're using, and like you just never know where it's gonna go, but it's so calm and smooth. It's great for this early in the morning. I know those last two tracks were a little upbeat, but this one is very chill. It's very mellow. It's called Obatala. Also hope I'm pronouncing that right, by Meta Meta. You'll hear some like Brazilian vibes. I don't know. I feel like it's a Brazilian song. I'll have to double check, but it's beautiful. So see where it guides you. I know it takes me to like a whole different place. And it kind of helps you create your own story. So yeah, take a listen. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you. Obatala by Meta Meta. Just such a beautiful, lovely song. I feel like it kind of takes you on like a spiritual journey just listening to it. I don't know. The instrumentation, I feel like, is what guides the story throughout the song. I don't know if the artist meant to have a story, but I don't know. For me, I feel like when I listen to music, I kind of make a music or I make a story for myself. I don't know, I feel like everyone kind of does that, but yeah, it's just so lovely. I love how unexpected it is with where it takes you. So we're gonna be switching to kind of a different note. I want to play some rap and hip-hop just because I feel like that genre is so integral to how storytelling is done in music. I think you can pretty much hear storytelling in all rap or hip hop if you're really paying attention to the lyrics. I feel like they're a lot more overt with where they're trying to tell their story throughout the song. I have a couple of Canadian hip hop artists that I feel like are very in line with my kind of hip hop that I usually like to enjoy. And then I also have some Benny the Butcher, which he just does a great job. I didn't really listen to him before just because I think he's a lot more gritty in the way that he does his music, but my boyfriend loves him, so he kind of introduced me to him. And yeah, I don't listen to him all the time just because I'm not always in that mood, but he just it's just so good and mesmerizing to listen to. So yeah, he'll be second. But first up, I have Breakfast in Berlin by Raz Fresco. And then I've got Broken Bottles by Benny the Butcher, and then Columbia House by Say-Z. So I think Raz Fresco is from Toronto. So yeah, it's been really cool listening to different Canadian hip-hop artists, just because I feel like I don't really know any Canadian hip-hop artists that really speak to me until I discovered these ones. So I think you'll really like it. Here is Breakfast in Berlin by Raz Fresco.
Pocket operations, the journey. We at Germany, international. Fresco, God himself. Hey yo, from Lunchables in the lunchbox to lunch in jail and then what? Dinner out of Paris and breakfast in Berlin. Wow. But then again, it took the dark for me to see the light within. Philip Petite living, my life was on the line. That's thin, wise mind, fine tuning for crime. Students moving these rhyme units out in Munich like a Bayern Munich striker do it. Cause Raz equal Flint striker plus lighter fluid. Yes, they love to say I love you, they never love to prove it.
Never.
And since diapers, leader of the light, you're in the fire movement. Find a Judas like a sniper. It's all a part of solving life's Rubik's. Pocket devices booming, doper than dissolving them white solutions. Cool. Was grinding early, might excite the roosters. A flight to Europe, spend the night in Zurich. To Mike's, see Freddy Krueger, deadly like a steady Ruger. Fresh as Polo Teddy booster, sauced up spaghetti looper. Tracks Joe Pesci, stupid idiots, yo. Witness this Leviticus drip. My life be like the limitless film script. You spoil kids, singing for tits. We oil rig, spilling for chips. The system rigged, king pimp it to live. And that's it. Like Finn, niggas got fins, they fish, they finish when I finish my spliff. You not a man, you need permission to think. Might lose your record deal just for posting a pic. But yo, I was just posted on a strip with the PO33 on the head. Crazy, Lord, yo. They say the proof was in the pudding, but you spilled it in the cinch. Wow. Skating on the beat, think the booth was in the ring. With the BAPE on the champ. They say the babies is the greatest if you spill them in the pink. Too fast, that's the greatest mistake. Your life flip, yo. So think quick. Quick, pocket operations, this is it.
This is it.
Yo.
Y'all Berlin with it.
Yeah, we in Germany, man. We on tour too, by the way. Be in Paris tomorrow.
Griselda. We would have smoke at it. We would have smoke at it. We would have smoke.
Zach, nigga. Yeah. I said, West, call me when you want the dirty work done.
Dirty work.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel it. I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go. Look. Yeah. I got a large bag of clips, hard hats, and sticks. My squad tagging shit. Y'all catch attempts. You leave the house, have some sense, nigga. Grab a blick. My little homie left without it, and they ain't get to dap him since. My slime think I'm homie, so he call me bloody. It's a blessing when your plug let you short him 20. On parole, I was going all in with 10. These funny hustlers out here owing more than they spend. She fuck with you, you buy a Chanel watch. She fly up with 12 blocks, I buy her a nail shop. I listen to the lies and they lines that they tell shock. 6 months before I signed, had a pie in a mailbox. I heard they sick about me rapping about the drugs I stretch. I'ma write a whole album about the plugs I met. My dog came home, we told him welcome back. First day out, bought a 40 and a Griselda tat. I don't got no new friends, that's how you get loose ends. I need that Benz truck, yeah, the great white with two fins. Major deal for what? That's gonna cost some 2 M's. Truth is, I'ma clear half a million before New Year's.
Let's get money.
These little niggas satisfied with bape outfits. I need a Rafe outfit, big shit, lake houses. I'm talking condos just for safe houses, Space Mountain. I'm trying to see so much bread, I gotta take counseling. Y'all like these rappers, but I don't find it amusing. No, I don't buy the movement, so I don't buy the music. I wrote Get Rich manuals where I provide the blueprint. And with pride, I preach this new shit, just like I'm inside a pulpit. Top of the year, I came and woke these niggas up. Made they names sound different when I spoke these niggas up. I stayed hungry, just laying my hustle down. Ain't no fucking around with Benny and Uncle Al.
Uncle Al.
Griselda.
Uh-huh.
In this game, you take some losses.
I was straight, I ate with bosses. On my plate, that yay was flawless. We out in Vegas racing Porsches. My dogs laid in coffins. One died in a shootout. No bullets left. He got slept trying to change his cartridge. Caught my nephew with some work. I guess he called it so trapping with it. I said, just know the consequences if they catch you with it. Nah, I ain't mad you, Dylan. Hit me. I sent it at you, nigga, and show you how to ship it with bubble wrap and a vacuum sealer. The butcher coming. Y'all know the motto. Those Sopranos had things smoking white out of Sprite soda bottles. My boss like I'm Joe Todaro. My dollars long and my plug got a farm like the old McDonald. I'm the boss, so where they go, they follow. It's penalties for touching me. Just be careful where you throw them hollows. I sold dope like it was no tomorrow. They got me cash in my watch glass like it's made of broken bottles. The butcher coming, nigga. Aye.
This how a boulder look, getting rolled out. Oil drums and fighting games, the way you on fire, wait. I'm sliding on you like I'm on five skates. Liquid Swords was my very first rap tape. Only bought it cause the cover art. I guess that's God's will or another part. 12 CDs for one penny, hustled that from Columbia House. And never bought an album after that, collections called my house. I was just a young man, that's history in the making. God, cause look at all the music that I'm making. I should thank them all. Thank M.O.P., Mobb Deep, Blase, Blase. J. Rooted Damager with Helter Skelter on the long play. Nocturnal, cause I'm moving in the night now. I'm running shit just like Miles, so everything get wiped down. Little boy, you better pipe down. Guess I wasn't ready to be picked, I'm looking right now. Punching dog food, you couldn't fight down. Stay awake, you getting sniped now. About to ball like Cinderella, bitch, I need a white gown. I put that on my life now. I made a list, you know I'm writing names. I'm about to fire like oil drums in fighting games. I stole my first rap albums, you wouldn't like my pain. Yo, shout out to Santa Record, man. 12 CDs for one penny, bitch, I write my name. They send a package, never hearing from me again. Influence is still the reason why I rap today. Wait, I know Columbia House is coming after me. Oil drums and fighting games, the way you on fire, wait. I'm sliding on you like I'm on five skates. Tommy Hill figure jackets and bulls hats. Starter jackets with the pockets in the front. My Raiders was all black with the gray on the sleeves. I'm going viral in real life like I made a disease. Bumping HNIC, I make you fade in the trees. CNN, they got the war report. I'm pulling up in camouflage. You thinking that it's Desert Storm? Boom, I'm like I'm George Bush Jr., so hallelujah. Getting top like Bill Clinton, I sonic boom ya. I go boom shakalaka with 100 rounds. It's NBA Jam, cause he's on fire in the hunting grounds. You think I'm playing haunting grounds, the way you see the ghost coming. World renowned flow, I'm Freddy Krueger, finna go something. Name another rapper with the catalog and tout the boot. I ain't gotta shoot above the rim, bitch, I throw him off the roof, you acting loose. I made a list, you know I'm writing names. I'm about to fire like oil drums in fighting games. I stole my first rap albums, you wouldn't like my pain. Yo, shout out to Santa Record, man. 12 CDs for one penny, bitch, I write my name. They send a package, never hearing from me again. Influence is still the reason why I rap today. Wait, I know Columbia House is coming after me.
Hey, man, you know, shout out Lex, man.
I get it for the solve that minute of the soul back. I get it for the solve that minute of the soul back.
That was Columbia House by Say Z. A really nice mellow track. Up next, I have some indigenous artists. Just because I feel like storytelling is such an integral part of indigenous culture in all aspects of life, not even in their music, but you know, it's important for communities who are wanting to pass down knowledge and lessons through to future generations. And I thought having that being represented in today's show, especially with the Day for Truth and Reconciliation coming up, I think next week or in about a week and a half, I have A Language Disappears by Zune, which the song represents a common fear for Indigenous people that their language will be forgotten due to colonialism or colonization. I watched the music video for this, and it was just stunning. The visuals were incredible. It was a lot of like 3D effects and colors, and it told a story in itself. So you should definitely check that out on YouTube. And then after that, I have a very different sounding track, but from a Métis duo from Alberta, I believe, that got together in Vancouver, BC. This album is called New Orleans Session, and you can definitely feel like a New Orleans vibe. I watched a short documentary on this duo. They're called Blue Moon Marquee, and you can definitely tell that they've been around the block. Like they've traveled a ton, and it shows up in its music. You definitely feel a story in there. This one is called Red Dust Rising. It's a little more upbeat than the track from Zune, but they're both lovely, and you'll definitely see what I mean when it comes to storytelling with them. So up first, there is A Language Disappears by Zune.
Thank you.
Arts in the Margins present Festival Flux, a Montreal experimental music festival taking place from October 1st to 11th. Festival Flux is a unique mix of concerts, workshops, roundtables, presentations, and publication launches, all configured around performance, place, and politics. You won't want to miss innovative artists such as Beam Splitter, Anne F. Jacques and Ryoko Okama, Bozzini Quartet, Andrew Cyril, Christina Warren, Violence Gratuite, Nada El Shazly, and more. For more information on the festival and how to get tickets, visit fluxmtl.org.
Tune in to Mo' Read Mo' Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music, Saturdays at 5 p.m. only.
CJLO. Hi, this is Chaz from Toro et Moi, and I'd rather be listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Welcome back to Everything Everywhere. Before the ads, you heard Red Dust Rising by Blue Moon Marquee. I found this like short documentary on their website. It was really lovely and personal, and they included this quote that said, "The best way to know a thing is in the context of another discipline." And it really resonated with me just because I feel like that's kind of what I'm trying to do with the show, is that like I study anthropology at school, but I feel like in order to know it better, I think combining it with my love of music is very important for me to really understand why I like learning what I learn. Those two tracks were so different but so beautiful. I feel like music is definitely an important media, not only for stories but just for the sharing of personal experiences and for showing one's like true identity. I think it's really important in that way. Next up I have two instrumental songs, I'm trying to shake up our expectations here. I feel like when we think of storytelling through music, we think of what kind of lyrics are within the songs. Which is true, but I feel like we make up stories for ourselves when we listen to music. And these next two tracks, I feel like, have a story behind them, which I think I mainly picked up from the titles. The first one is Jazz Club After Hours by Barry Can't Swim. And I think, I don't know, it kind of puts you in that place of what would a jazz club sound like after hours, but also I think it's combined with a bit of like house. So it's still like a really fun, I don't know, I don't want to say upbeat, I feel like I use that word all the time, but it's a fun track, I guess. And then after that there's Wednesday Night People by Moody Man, which again, the title, it's like, who are Wednesday Night People? it lets us imagine who the artist might be talking about. There's a mixture of different sounds in this song, which might give us a broad idea of who Wednesday Night People might be. I don't know. I did want to include a good amount of instrumental songs in this episode because I still feel like they're really important to storytelling and music. So, yeah. First up, we've got Jazz Club After Hours by Barry Can't Swim.
Thank you. Close my motherfucking door. Nigga, close the door.
You just heard Wednesday Night People by Moody Man. Yeah, and then before that, that was Jazz Club After Hours by Barry Can't Swim. Two tracks that I feel like I chose because of their song titles, and I was like, what is a jazz club after hours? What does that sound like? Or, like, who are Wednesday night people? So I thought I'd include them just because I feel like there are different elements of a song that contribute to storytelling, whether it be the song titles, like we just heard, the lyrics, which we heard mainly in rap, I feel like, even in the flow, the instruments, the arranging of the songs on an album. Concept albums are, I think, like the main form of storytelling in music that I can think of. That Palami Roka one, I think I might consider pretty conceptual. Or even the Nourished by Time album, I feel like it's very self-reflective without constantly, like, overtly talking about himself. That concert yesterday was beautiful. It felt like he was telling a story from the start to the end. It was really cool. And it was so intimate too. He kept talking to the crowd. I think before the show even started, he like walked through the crowd and I kind of just like stood there starstruck. But anyway, back to storytelling. I'm writing an article on that concert, so you can read about it more there. I won't go into detail here, but I think what I've realized listening to all these artists use storytelling in different ways is that it's a tool. I think it's a tool we use not only in music but in everyday life. Especially when we're trying to describe abstract concepts, whether it be in like books or even academic articles. I find that I'm always attracted to articles I read if there's a story and like a cohesive flow that makes me like relate to the artist in like a whole different way. And then of course in songs. I was reading this article about the way music can tell stories, and The writers mainly talked about movies and games, and how I think original scores are like pretty much the most obvious example of the way music can guide a story and guide a mood in movies and film and even video games. So yeah, I think a quote that I really liked was that there's like a multifaceted role in expanding and in the refinement of like a film plot. And I think music has such a large impact on how we perceive a film. That was really interesting. I think even in songs, like the ones we just heard, I think the meta song, like it has plot twists, you know, like you can kind of see the storytelling, even if it's just an instrumental without lyrics. But anyway, I'm going to head out. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week at 9 a.m. And have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.